Joined before today's game by head coach Chelsea DeVille. Coach, you've had a couple of weeks to kind of look back at the beginning of the conference season. And overall, what would you give your team a grade at the beginning of the season?
Oh, I don't know. It's difficult to say exactly. You're not in an A-B category unless you're winning, especially, you know, a couple close ones. But, you know, I think we're definitely taking steps in the right direction, and I like who we are, and I see a lot of room for growth still, which is exciting. We haven't tapped out by any means. So I don't know. I'd give us an average right now. We've definitely improved on a lot of things from week to week, even from the beginning of the year till now. So I'm excited about where we could continue to go and the ways we can get better still.
One area that I thought you improved from one night to the next was between Wayne State and Augie defensively, and you carried that defense over into the Crookston game. So that part of the game for your team seems to be coming around a little bit.
Yeah, you know, it always just depends what style of team you're playing. Sometimes it just so happens that certain teams you match up with better. And sometimes simplifying games with personnel helps too. But overall, I think we are getting better defensively. We're not a big, muscly team all the time. But we, you know, we have the capability to guard inside and make some teams, you know, feel pressured and uncomfortable. So we really focused on that all week when we got back from Christmas break, is just even getting better on, you know, kind of making people uncomfortable in our defensive focus, and sometimes just slowing down and taking some time out of a half-court team.
You mentioned your inside play on the defensive end. It's been very good on the offensive end, too. Between Gray and Hadela, they have really taken over on the inside.
Yes, for sure. And, you know, when we have threats on the outside and you have a great presence on the inside, you know, you just pick your poison. And I think the greedier they get on wanting to be scorers, the better our offense will be on the perimeter as well, because it just forces that double and advantage if you make the right reads out of it.
And we talked a little bit in the first half, well, the first part of the conference season, that Brooklyn Bachman wasn't scoring as much as normal. She seems to have found her offensive game. Is it because she's looking for it more? Is it because her teammates are finding her more? A little combination of both?
I think our offense has gotten better as a team with the pace and understanding, you know, when the ball touches the paint and kicks out, that's when we have more ability for the perimeter players to get the right shot. So I would say she's still busting her butt working hard, but because we're playing better as a team, there's more space. You know, she's an attacking kid. She's a strong attacker. You know, she's not blow by all the time, but she needs, you know, when she has a ton of space, it's blow by strong. So when we, you know, weren't moving the ball well earlier in the year, she's not a kid that just creates a ton for herself all the time. She's just smart on the reads. And when there's poor spacing, it's hard for a kid like that to get going.
And you mentioned blow by. Let's wrap up kind of the first segment talking about Trinity Meyer. She scored the ball. She's working on her turnovers and improving in that area. She's still playing aggressive defense. She's really, really turned it on this year for your team.
Absolutely. You know, she's a kid that, you know, watched film. The only thing, not the only thing, but one of the things that were really her Achilles heel was the turnovers and vision. She watched a ton of film. We really, you know, did some breakdown drills so she could understand when and where these turnovers were coming from. She's really limited them. And when she plays 36 minutes a game and she has the ball in her hands more than any other kid on our team, she's going to turn it over, but that's because teams are collapsing on her too. And she's doing a really nice job of just being smarter, sharing the basketball, and then, you know, finding ways to score still. So yeah, she's really, you know, come along overall. If we can continue to get her three-point shot more consistent, she's really, really becoming a nice player.
Head coach Chelsea DeVille on tonight's pregame. The Northern Sun Spotlight is next. We'll be back a little bit later to talk about Duluth on the Beaver Radio Network.